Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. You are in for a treat today. I know at the end of 2024, I kind of talked about how I was going in this more of like a freedom direction and really just living an aligned life. And so today we are talking all about creating freedom in your life with Brenda. We have her here on the show today, and she really helps women just to be more empowered to maybe leave a 9-to-5 job that they don't love and really turn your passion into a thriving business, find joy in your life, find freedom, all of the things. So welcome, Brenda.
Thanks so much, Megan. Thanks for everyone also for tuning in today.
Yeah, we are so excited to have you here. So go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became to really just get behind this mission of empowering women to find freedom.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I live in Western Canada on an island called Vancouver Island. So people can kind of find me on a map that way. I'm a mom of 2 emerging adults that are off living their life and living their goals. And about 6 years ago, I decided to really shake things up in my life, and I decided to leave my corporate job. And at the time, I didn't know that I was going to start a business. It wasn't necessarily something that was like, oh, I'm leaving my corporate job to start a business. It was something that I was going to think through. But there were a number of other things that were sort of happening in my life. Like, health wasn't great. Relationships weren't sort of solid. I think I had just sort of like run myself ragged in my corporate career, that I had let a lot of things that I think I had built up over the years kind of fray. I didn't really have a lot of intention. There wasn't really a lot of sort of purpose to my day. And I definitely wasn't making decisions based off of values or goals that I had for my life, for my career. And so I needed to kind of just do a bit of a reset. And, you know, at that point in my life, I was 47, 48, kind of what I consider midlife, because I'm planning on being on the planet for 100 years. So I was kind of almost at the midway mark. And I was like, okay, I need to get things realigned to like what's important to me by the time I'm 50. So I kind of gave myself a goal to do that. And I wanted at least a 2-year runway to like practice, fall on my knees, whatever that looked like. And and that got me to like sort of where I am today, running my business and also helping to support midlife women doing the same thing.
Awesome. So did you kind of like sit down and really think about like what your priorities were in life? I tell people to do that kind of all the time, even with like travel, and just sit down and put where you want to go and what you want your life to look like in 5 years. Is that kind of where you started?
Even before that, I just sort of like kept it really, really simple. Like, what do I want? And at that point in time, I was, I think, checking all the boxes. I had, you know, gone to school, you know, got a, you know, good education from that standpoint. Had the support of my parents in that regard. And, you know, got a job, got promoted, did all the things that I was supposed to do, got married, had the kids, had the house, the dog, the car, all those things. But I just didn't feel that it was really the direction I wanted to go in. And I had to kind of do a double check, because a lot of people in my life would have said at that time, you should just be grateful for what you have. And of course I was. And there's no regrets in like the path that I took. And I don't necessarily want to go back and rewrite it. I don't sit here and sort of dwell on it going, oh, if I had done something different. It's like, it is what it is. This is how my life went. But at the same time, I wanted to have, at that point in time, 48 years old, it's like, hey, I want to be able to make my own decisions, my own choices based off of something was important to me. So I needed to first figure out, what do I want? And again, not that I was not having things that I wanted, it was just a different type of want. I didn't need the bags anymore, the shoes, to make me feel like I, you know, had arrived or I was wealthy. I really needed to think about, okay, if I'm going to be on the planet for the next 100 years, what do I need right now to make that happen? At the time, my health was like out the window. I was kind of living off of Doritos and red wine and hotel rooms, you know, and that wasn't even a reward to myself. Like, oh, I'm working so hard. I'm living in this hotel room. I'm not spending time with my girls. So I'm going to like go to the vending machine or the, you know, or the mini bar and treat myself because I'm like deserving of this. And I kind of just felt like really vengeful and like, you know, frustrated with like a lot of the decisions I was making because they weren't rooted in what I ideally wanted. Then from there, I really kind of charted a path around like, what do I want my vision to look like? And not for the next, you know, 50 more years, but just even for the next 5 to 10 years, what do I want that to be? The relationships, who do I want to spend time with? What do I want to spend time doing? And then from there, yeah, the priorities became obvious because they were just goals. Like I was like, okay, so I know I want to do this in the next 5 years. This is going to become a goal for me. And that better show up in my calendar. Because I think up until then, I was booking things, spending time with people, doing things that I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then like, again, feeling resentful for the time that I was wasting. And I just didn't want to feel like I was wasting time. I didn't want to, like, I was like, okay, I've still got another 50 more years on the planet. I'm not wasting time, but let's make sure I'm spending it with the people that matter.
Yeah. So if that resonated with someone that's listening to where they're like resentful every Monday when they go to work and they're going to their 9 to 5 because that's what they're supposed to do, but they don't have enough money in their bank account to travel or do the things that they want to do, where should someone start if they're in that position?
Just again, check in, because like, even if you're feeling that way, listen, like I think I talk to a lot of women that are sort of in that 40, 50, 60 range in life, and we've accomplished a lot. Like I think like I have a lot of regard, like high regard for midlife women, because I'm not necessarily talking to people, and there may be some people on, you know, listening to this podcast today, they're in their 20s looking for that mentorship from somebody that's a little bit older, that's like skinned their knees and a bit wiser. But I'm talking more to women that are 40, 50, 60. Like, we've done some stuff. So you're not starting from scratch. You don't necessarily need to feel like, hey, I have to, like, totally transform all aspects of my life. But just do that check-in. Like, where are things, like, feeling, like, if you painted that vision for yourself and, you know, in the conversations that you and I have had in the area that you help support business owners in is around travel. Like if you want to see more travel in your life, more adventure, you know, more exposure to other cultures and perspectives by traveling the world, then how can you also design like the next 50 years of your life to accommodate that? And that could that doesn't necessarily mean leaving your corporate job, but if that allows you to get more freedom, because you've got that flexibility to say, hey, I'm going to set my business up to allow for these things. That was one of the things that was important to me. So I knew when I was starting my business, you know, at the time it was pre-COVID and, you know, everyone was like meeting in offices, coffee shops, all that sort of stuff. Any of my clients were like, before they signed up to work with me, it's like had to have a meeting in person, do like the old school, shake hands, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, with the dawn of COVID, although, you know, obviously it sent us all in a tailspin, it actually woke up, I think, sort of corporate America, as we like to call it, into another way of working and doing business. So at that point, I redid my vision, my goals for my business, and it was like, okay, how can I do this anywhere in the world? As long as I'm following tax laws and immigration laws and all those type of things, but where could I do this? And that was my mission really over the last 4 years, was not necessarily to pivot dramatically in my business, but like, okay, if my vision for my life is this, how can my business help support that versus how do I squeeze my life into my business? Or if there's time left over for my business, I can do these things.
Yeah. So you really shaped your life around kind of the business that you were dreaming of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if someone was maybe like wanting to start their own business and they're like, I want to leave my 9 to 5, I always recommend like, don't just quit your job and then figure it out. Like start building on the side. But like, what's some of your recommendations on like, maybe they don't know what kind of business to start and they just have like no idea what they would even do from leaving corporate to doing something totally different?
Yeah. I joked there. Like I did leave somewhat cold turkey.
Yeah. And but, some people
do. Like, yeah. And, you know, and that was like the best thing for me at the time. I did take a gap year to really sort of think through things and then do this exercise that I'm going to share with everybody. But I think the most important thing is, like Megan said, like it's great to have a runway, you know, so do some thoughtful planning, be intentional about what you want to do. And, you know, that's why I'm a coach. I, you know, I help my clients out to maybe not make the same mistakes I made, or if they are going to make them, because it's okay to make mistakes, is do it in a shorter amount of time with less cost or something, you know, like learn from somebody that's been at it for like, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years more than you. Absolutely. But I would always say, you know, keep track. And because here's the thing that happens as you've been on this career trajectory I don't know, maybe it's a marketing career path, or it's an IT career path, or health sciences, whatever that looks like. And so you've been going at it. But when was the last time you really checked in? And I'm not talking about resume writing, but really checked in on like who you are, what you're all about, what people can count on you for. And there's a simple exercise that I do with my clients, which is the first thing we want to look at is your skills, your talents, and your abilities. Like just, you know, baseline, like what would people hire you for? And what have you accumulated over the last 40, 50, 60 years on the planet? And so I'm talking about like, I'm really good at basketball. You know, I can do Excel VLOOKUP tables, if anyone cares about that anymore. You know, I'm multitasking, but this is how I do it. I'm really good at completing projects. Here's examples of how I've done that. Like list it all out and don't second guess. Don't be like, oh, no one cares about that stuff anymore. Write it all out and just have this like laundry list, like toilet paper roll list. Because again, at 40, 50, 60, we've done some stuff, right? Like we're not beginning our life. We're not beginning our career, even if you're going to do a significant pivot, like leaving corporate to start your business. The second thing I would look at is your values, your beliefs, and your passions, right? So just like how you think about the world. I think the world is round. I think the world is flat. Like however you think and like what gets you out of bed in the morning. Some of those beliefs and those passions and those values might be left over from your corporate days. Like there's some values that I have from working with like a restaurant chain that I worked with that I still love today. It's your business. I still like believe in that value, but I've, you know, morphed it into like, what does it look like for Brenda? And so I think if you have values, beliefs, and passions that are from your past, like family traditions, cultural traditions, religious traditions, whatever those things are, or past corporate traditions, just check in to see if they're still relevant to you today. Because they may have served you well in the past, but where you are now and this big pivot that you're going to take in your life and in your career, it might not be what you need tomorrow. Because I noticed that in myself. Sometimes I would make decisions and I'd be like, okay, why am I making that decision? Or why did I feel bad about it? Oh, well, that's because that's how my mom would have approached it, or, you know, an old boss. And it's like, that's great. That helped me when I was like 14 or 24, but is it going to help me now at, you know, 48? So make that decision. And then the last thing that I would look at is your experiences, past, present, and then soon to be future. What's going to be happening in the next 6-12 months in your life? That you can also take some things from the past and take the good as well as the bad. Like, okay, I learned from this. These are some of my, you know, skills, talents, abilities. These are my values, my passions, belief. But these are these experiences that people, again, like we've been on the planet for 40, 50, 60 years, will pay for. Yeah. You know, if they're in their 20s or their 30s, or you've been doing this like 10 times more than somebody else, they're going to pay you for that because they want to be where you're at. And so that's hugely valuable. But I think once you do that inventory of those three areas, then in the middle, something should really pop off the, you know, the page for you or the screen for you. That sweet spot in the middle where you're like, okay, I love doing these things. These things come naturally to me. People count on me for this. And I know that because when I go out to my colleagues or my friends or my family, they validate it. They say, yeah, you're really good at these things, Megan. You're awesome at doing this. This is, I know what you believe in. You do this every single day and we can count on you for that. You can monetize that.
I love that because as women, we have so many different skills and stuff, but we're so like structured to think like our resume or our job is like who we are. And like none of the other things that we do are valuable. But like you said, people will pay for all that knowledge that you have so that they can learn it quicker and not make the same mistakes.
And we've talked about that with you. Like, I mean, you had ideas around business and what you were doing in your corporate job. And then it was like, okay, I know I'm really good at doing this. And talking about it even with your husband, he was like, you're really good at doing this, like for our family. Yeah. And now you created a whole business around like, you know, how to help other business owners find travel points and, you know, get rewards and travel for free in their life. Like,
If you would have asked me 5 years ago, if this would have been a job, I'd been like, no one, that's not a job. Like,
Or, you know, or when you made that decision out of like high school to go, you know, pursue education or, and that's, I think the beauty of it at this stage in life is that you've acquired all these skills and abilities. And is there a job posting right now on Monster or wherever you're looking for jobs like that say that? No. So you may need to create that. And that's why I always talk about with women entrepreneurs that I work with is like, don't go after the typical job description of what you've seen in your corporate days. I know that feels comfortable. You're looking for a job title, but you really need to create it for yourself.
Yeah. 100%.
But you need to do that introspective like inventory work. Otherwise, it's kind of like you're trying to fit yourself into a box that someone else has created, or a framework or a model that when you apply it, it's always going to feel a little awkward.
Yeah, definitely. So I know you're like always talking about freedom and joy in your everyday life. How has leaving corporate and starting your business, like what kinds of freedoms have you experienced or how has that shaped your life since you've left?
Well, I think like ultimately freedom of like where I want to spend my day and who do I want to spend my time with. You know, the whole 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, I mean, that's just a construct. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, like, as far as, and, you know, like, that was created, I mean, from what I've heard is, like, you know, through the Industrial Revolution a little bit, through Henry Ford, like, you know, like, that goes back to, like, the 1800s, early 1900s, like, who cares? Like, that's so old, and, like, you know, we've gone through, like, world wars, we have women working, you know, we have, like, totally different societal norms now to say that, like, why can't you work like, you know, on a Saturday for 2 hours and take Wednesday off in your business? Like,
yeah.
Well, like, you know, you've got all the time that you need. So I think that was like one of the big things is deconstructing some of those constructs that I was just programmed, you know, mm-hmm. every single day of living through school, through work, in my career, that's just how business needed to operate. So I think number one, you can tear that all down and build it up how you want. I think the second thing is, lead like intuitively with your business that, you know, I've always like heard that, but I didn't know what that really meant until I did some more work around mind body connection. So just understanding like, you know, like, especially at midlife, like you're dealing with things like as a woman, like health changes, hormonal changes, much that you would have dealt with like when you're as a teenager or, you know, going through like pregnancies and that whole stage, but obviously at midlife, it's more around perimenopause. So for me, it's like, okay, understanding how my body works, mm-hmm. what's important for my body and how does my business support that versus again, oh, I'm not feeling great, but I'm just going to hack it through. You know, I'm still going to work like a 70-hour week, even though I just had insomnia for 5 nights of sleep. Like it doesn't work. Right.
And yeah.
And so I think that's the beauty at midlife where you, when you take these opportunities, you can define what your business looks like. Like mm-hmm. if I know I'm struggling with insomnia because of perimenopause, and that's just a symptom of perimenopause, well, I'm not going to book client calls before 10 a.m. because if I want to like sleep in until 8, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I literally have no idea how I could have done my corporate job that I had 6 years ago going through what I'm going through like now physically.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I would have figured it out and I would have taken sick time and all those things.
Yeah.
But I think as an entrepreneur, you just decide how you want your business to run.
Yeah.
And how it can support your health, how it can support your relationships versus like, oh, something has to, I have to lose something in order to gain something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so nice to have that balance. And like you said, just create your schedule. I know you also did some travel this summer. So how did all of that traveling work with your business? Like, did you work while you were there? Did you like completely take off or how did that kind of balance out?
Yeah, I mean, I still worked in the sense of like I have my community membership, but I think again, I've constructed it in a way that my members know that like if there's something that they need, I'll get back to them. But it's not like, oh, Brenda's going to back me in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think that there are boundaries in there, you know, inside the business where I create that flexibility. So again, going back to what I was saying earlier, this construct of like, I need to take vacation time in my business. No, mm-hmm. I can like work anywhere in my business. I've set it up operationally through systems, technology, through my conversations with my clients or the members in my community that just allow me to do that. And yeah, I think even like this fall, we were in Europe for 2 weeks. I wanted to do some calls, but I'm like, you know what? It's just not going to work with because we were driving and mm-hmm. I just didn't know where our Wi-Fi connection was, whereas sometimes I'm more like anchored in one place. But like no one was like, oh, this is terrible. You've let me down. I want to refund.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, this is how she lives her life. This is how her business operates.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that come into my orbit that want to work with me also want to create that in their life. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Do you see more travel in your future then because of the flexibility that you have?
For sure. Yeah. Our plan next summer is to live in France for a month and live in Spain for a month. And I'll awesome. Continue on with my membership and our kids who are almost all. So between my partner, Scott, and I, we have 5 kids and most of them are out of the house. But, you know, like we'll just be like, hey, we're here in Europe in these 2 locations for July and August. Come meet us. You know, they're capable of getting on planes by themselves and figuring out how to get there. And you know, and there'll be days where it's like, yeah, we'll go off and see a castle and maybe I'll be on a podcast in the afternoon. Like, it's not going to be like a big deal. I think in the past it would have been like, oh, yeah, like I just remember like in corporate days, like if, you know, we took the kids to Disneyland or something like that, oh, mom has to take a call. She's always working. Now it's kind of like, this is just how
it works. Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that, to be able to just structure your days however you want and be wherever you want. Like, that is the true like definition of freedom right there.
Yeah. And I mean, the nice thing about Europe and working with clients in North America is you can be out during the day having like a great time. And everyone eats late in Europe, right? So you can come back while everyone's having a siesta, pop on a call like around 5 o'clock Europe time to be connecting with people during the morning North American time, and then head out for dinner and enjoy your evening. So it's just like a nice little, it works.
Nice. Is there any like dream destination that you have on your bucket list that you want to hit in the next couple of years?
Getting back to Africa. So I've done quite a bit of travel through Africa, and there's countries like I definitely want to go back to. COVID kind of interrupted that plan. I wanted to be going to Africa, like a new African country, every year for 5 years. And so got kind of out of sync with that. But so I've been to Kenya and I've been to Ethiopia, but I'd love to go to Egypt. I'd love to go to Morocco. I want to go to Uganda, and I definitely want to go to Rwanda, see the gorillas. So yeah, there's awesome. Like Africa is definitely a place that I want to get back to.
Nice. They just opened up a new all-inclusive resort somewhere in Southern Africa, and it like includes safaris with it and everything. And I want to go there so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Tanzania, like I've been to Kenya and I'd love to go to Tanzania to see the Serengeti. I'd love to go to Mozambique to go to the beaches. Like, yeah, there's lots to see in Africa that I'd love to explore more.
Awesome. So wrapping up, if you are interested in starting a business, maybe you don't even know where to start, I want Brenda to talk a little bit about her Aligned AF community. I am actually a member inside of the community. And I think one of the greatest parts of it is there's so many business owners in there that are doing so many different things. And so like, if you're kind of like stuck in that, like, oh, well, I have to like be a coach or I have to consult or do something like that. Like, this would really give you a good idea of just different things that people do and all the different knowledge that can turn into a business. So tell us just a little bit about your community and how someone can join.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, you brought up a good point, because my background in corporate is I got my start in retail apparel, but I moved into video gaming. I moved into hospitality and food services. I was in healthcare. I was in retail banking. I've worked with franchise organizations. I've worked with government organizations. So for me, when I started the community, I wanted to be kind of agnostic around business, let any woman entrepreneur could come in there and learn about how to scale their business, brick and mortar, product-based, service-based. A lot of membership communities will say, you know what, well, we only work with like coaches or life coaches. And I'm like, that's great, because they want to specialize in that. But because of my background in business and I've worked with all different types of industries, I was like, bring it, let's go. And I also think sometimes we get sort of stuck, like always hearing the same methodology, the same framework on how to do business. So I think to your point, it's great to come in there because you can hear from people that are more service-based or product-based, how they work on their customer service models or their sales processes. So, and it just, I think it expands people's horizons that way. Mm-hmm. And I've heard specifically from members in the community in live sessions, they're like, wow, I had no idea that there are so many different types of businesses out there.
Yeah.
Because I've, you know, been in their silo and their area of specialty that they don't even think to go and, you know, ask somebody that's running this type of business how they bring in customers or leads. So I think that's one advantage. The community is all about partnerships and collaborations, though. And my big mission for the community is that this will be your source of lead generation for your business, like your main source. So we're sitting at like 126 members now. My goal this time next year is to be at 1,000. So I'm going to do my part to generate that for the community. But members, what they'll be able to do is, you know, invite people for their podcasts, invite people to their summits or their, you know, their masterminds and have a co-facilitator in a mastermind or potentially a client for their business because they're a part of the community. And then, yes, there's tools, templates, trainings, all the things that you need to do in your business. So I'm a big believer that investment in your business, investment in your education as an entrepreneur is important. But I think in the first year or two, as you're getting started, please don't like build the humongous website. Please don't, you know, sign up for like, the $20,000 masterminds. Like start with an offer, start bringing in revenue, and then go make these bigger scale investments. Like, you know, I've heard too many stories of people cashing in their 401k plans and it's just like, make sure you've got a viable offer yet. You actually like doing it. So I created a community to do all the things I've mentioned, but also to be accessible for women entrepreneurs. I don't want you putting in thousands of dollars. So it's $5 a month, depending on when this podcast comes out. It is going up to $9 a month in January. So just because Starbucks is, you know, a cup of coffee.
Right.
A cup of coffee at Starbucks is like $8 now. And I'm like, and that's like black coffee at Starbucks.
Yes.
Right. Through the drive-through, a dollar tip. Like, I'm just like, okay, I need to be charging maybe the same price as a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going from $5 to $9 in January, but you can test drive it for 7 days in a free trial. So you can see whether or not it's, you know, again, what you're looking for.
Yeah. I love that. Anything else you want to share with the audience? How to follow you on Instagram or any other, your podcast?
Sure. Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram at It's Brenda Rigney. I'm there pretty much like every day, every week. So there's a great place if you want to reach out to me in the DMs or ask me any questions about the community. And then I have also have my podcast, The X. And that's all about going behind the scenes into women-led businesses and just hearing like, let's just open like the kimono to it, like the good, the bad, the ugly of learning about business. Because I think we have a lot of models around business that are based off of male-led CEOs, male-led, you know, accomplishments. We've worked in corporate probably for male-led businesses. And it's important to get more women's voices out there around business. There are tons of women entrepreneurs out there, but we just don't hear them all the time. Or they, you know, sometimes have a viewpoint of like, oh, I don't know if my voice matters. And I'm like, of course it does. We need to keep modeling this and sharing it with more people that it is accessible to become an entrepreneur.
100%. I will link all of her handles and everything in the show notes for you guys to go ahead and grab. But if you are interested in starting a business or this just kind of piqued your interest, definitely go check Brenda out. She is the main person to go to for this stuff. And like I always say, when you have a business, you open up yourself to so many more options with credit cards and points and travel and write-offs and just all the things. You really can grow your business through travel. And so I always recommend somebody kind of has a side hustle or something like that when they're in this world. So thank you so much, Brenda, for being here today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Megan. Thanks for everyone for listening too.
Yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. Have a great day.